Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School principal Dan Van Coten joins us on today's program to talk about how 2016 ended at the school.
First of all, a very powerful chapel to end the year, as I was told, and then a good conversation you had with legislators. Talk about a recent Thursday that you had.
Yeah, a guy named Eric McIlvaney was here. He is a Marine veteran who is from San Diego, originally from Western PA, Western Pennsylvania. But he came to speak. He was here in town to speak at a different event and was able to come over to speak to our students. He has a unique story in that, yeah, he's a husband. He's the father of three. He's an ex-Marine, but he also is a triathlete. And what makes his story really unique is when he was in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. Helmand Province tends to be a pretty violent province in the southern part of that country. He stepped on an IED device and lost the lower part of his right leg. So Eric's story is really unique and very motivating. He's also a person of faith, and so it was wonderful for our students to hear a man of faith talk about how he weathered that storm as a man of faith and how he's moving on with his life. So super motivating thing for our students to see and hear.
And legislators were here on the same day as well. Talk about the conversations you had with Guy Vanderlinden, Ken Rosenboom, Amy Sinclair, and some of the other area legislators.
Yeah, also Wes Breckenridge from Newton. He's just a newly appointed representative from the Newton area was here as well. So yeah, we had those four legislators here. It was great that they were able to join us for part of that chapel with Eric McIlvaney. And so they were in on that too and were able to interact with him, especially Representative Vanderlinden, who also was a Marine, I understand. And so they had some great things to talk about. But the legislators also joined us to have a roundtable with some of our student leaders. And our student leaders were able to talk about what's going on at Pella Christian High right now. And to just present, yeah, this is Pella Christian High. This is what we do here. So we had a great conversation. We also showed the legislators our ISP program, our International Student Program, and they can interact with our students there. And we did look ahead to what their agenda will look like in terms of some of the education initiatives that will be on the table in the Iowa legislature for the coming session.
Let our listeners know about some of the work that students were involved with to help those in need during the holidays.
Yeah, it's been good this year. We had that banquet, and that's an annual event here. It's a lot of fun. The kids get dressed up. Bonnie, our beloved cook here, makes the meal with the help of her staff, and lots of moms come to help. We had a great night together, but part of that was the tree that was in the center of the entire commons had a ton of toys under it that our students had purchased and brought in. And that was a student council event to try to help out kids that don't get toys. So that was highly successful, fun to have all those toys at the center of the commons. Another effort that's going on right now is we have one international student named Eric Chian. He actually lives in Oski with the Smith family, but Eric is part of the Iowa Youth Council, and they do a lot of activity together, and one of the requirements is to do some kind of service project. So Eric has done a clothing drive, which is intended to help our local clothing bank at the well. And so he did it in a unique way that often works with high school kids. He made it competitive. So he offered to buy cookies for the class that brings in the most clothing. So the clothes are piling up out there. It's just fun to see the kids get into that.
And as you head now into 2017, all sorts of fun educational initiatives, all sorts of projects. We'll talk about Winterim coming up here soon with Brad Ingbers as well, but always fun programs going on here at Pella Christian.
As an administrator now, I have the unique privilege of getting into our classrooms, and I've been in every single classroom to do a formal observation at some point this semester. And yeah, I'm reminded of the great teachers we have here and the wonderful students we have. Just some great stuff going on in classrooms. For instance, last week I was in the environmental science class, and they're on a unit studying alternative forms of energy. And so that instructor they were in the middle of a two-day lab exploring various kinds of alternative energy. Very hands-on lab where they were constructing windmills, they were looking at steam energy, they were looking at solar energy. So it was a very great hands-on activity that helps open up kids' worlds into what are the energy sources of the future as the population of the Earth It's larger, and we rely less on fossil fuels. Where are we going to get that energy from? So a great... Another class that comes to mind is World History with Mr. Vermeer. They are studying Charlemagne. Many of your listeners will remember studying the Middle Ages and Charlemagne in Western Europe. But what Mr. Vermeer often does with his classes is he adds a simulation to many of his units. And in fact, they were working on a simulation the day I was in there, where they were divided into groups of four or five students, and they each had a kingdom, and they were making decisions based on some of the Middle Ages culture and trying to expand their kingdoms while keeping good relations with adjacent territories. So it was a very interesting and motivating activity for those students to learn how things worked in the Middle Ages.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School Principal Dan Van Coten. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.